Hey everyone, I want to welcome you back to Edgecast Mini on this beautiful day in Singapore. Whether you're part of our youth ministry in our church and you're tuning in as part of the Fuel Bible Reading Program, or maybe you're one of our friends around the world that just got curious what this is all about, I want to leave with you a thought today to encourage you and just kind of strengthen you. You should have read through Matthew 20 and Romans 9 and 10 today in your reading. And as you're kind of going through those passages and asking God to apply it to your life, I want to bring you back to Matthew chapter 20, verses 29 to 34. It's right in the midst of Jesus doing many miracles and teaching on many different things. And there's this very striking story that's talked about a lot because it's so vivid, about these two blind men that are sitting by the side of the road, and they begin to call out to Jesus. Jesus shows up on the scene. There's a huge crowd following him. He's really a celebrity in his day. I mean, he's making a lot of, there's a lot of buzz about him, and a lot of people are coming to figure out what is really going on with this guy. And so as Jesus shows up and there's this huge crowd, these blind men hear about it. They realize that Jesus is right there next to them. They start calling out to Jesus. They're asking him for help. They're crying out, "Have mercy on us. Help us." They're screaming. And people keep telling them to be quiet, but they just keep shouting. And the amazing thing about these two guys is they really have nothing to lose. Life is already as bad as it can get. They're blind. They're begging. In their society, they're outcasts. They're looked upon as sinners. And that's why even the crowd that's following Jesus, people that are supposed to be interested in the things of God, don't even have the presence of mind to stop and help these two. They're so looked down upon, no one even thinks about helping them. And so because they got nothing to lose, when people tell them to be quiet, they shout even louder. I mean, they just start screaming and crying out, "Jesus, you've got to help us. If there's anyone that can help us, you can." Suddenly, Jesus turns, and he has compassion, and he heals them right there on the spot. And I want you just to think about this, just the simplest of thoughts. But as I read this, my heart just kind of jumped inside of me, and I thought, you know, isn't it amazing that whatever you need today, if you are desperate for God, you may be in a situation where you feel like no one would understand. Maybe you're even afraid to share it with someone because you just don't know how they would respond. You might think people would respond to you the way they responded to those two blind men and turn you away. But when you really cry out to God today, no matter what you need, if you do it from a sincere heart and you do it in faith, not giving up, God will stop and meet your need. You are important enough to Jesus today that whatever it is you need, you can cry out to him, and he is enough for you. The Bible says, look, you ask and you'll receive. You seek and you'll find. You knock and the door will be open to you. And I want to just encourage you with that today, that you don't let the needs in your life take you away from God and push you into a corner where you feel alone and depressed, but you let your needs and the things that you have need of in your life push you closer to Jesus, knowing that you have a Savior that loves you and cares for you, and he would do anything for you today.